It's not just oil that has been stuck in the Strait of Hormuz. Fertilizer has been stuck, too. And if this dispute between the U.S. and Iran about the control over the strait continues much longer, the United Nations says there could be a massive impact on food security in the world's poorest countries. NPR's Michelle Kellerman spoke with a U.N. official who heads a task force looking for a solution.
Jorge Maria da Silva is a Portuguese engineer who runs the UN Office for Project Services. He's pitching a short-term fix to help some cargo ships get through the Strait of Hormuz.
One third of all fertilizers in the world are coming from the Persian Gulf, with a high dependence of countries such as Sudan, Somalia, Mozambique, Kenya, Sri Lanka.
The global market for fertilizers has already been disrupted, and he says he's seen some alarming data.
The World Food Program just published a report saying that in the next few weeks and months, we likely have 45 million people being forced into hunger, starvation. That's why we need a solution.
We meet at the UN offices in Washington, where he's in between meetings. Maria da Silva says he's heard concern around the world, and most agree that this can't wait until the U.S. and Iran resolve all their issues. So he wants a new system in the Strait of Hormuz where the UN can clear cargo ships carrying fertilizer and related raw materials.
It's all about deconfliction, monitoring, and verification, and reporting.
The United Nations has experience with getting critical goods through wartime blockades in Ukraine, Yemen, and Gaza. White House spokesperson Anna Kelly tells NPR that economic disruptions resulting from Iran's actions are temporary. In an email, she writes, quote, "The U.S. blockade of Iranian ports has been successful, and the Strait of Hormuz should open soon." She didn't comment on the U.N. proposal. Maria da Silva says his plan is not the long-term solution.
This is not the new normal. The normal must continue to be freedom of navigation about everything. What we are proposing is a time-bound, short-term, exceptional measure to prevent a massive humanitarian crisis.
And he says he can get UN monitors in place in 7 days if there's political will to make it happen. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.